the name of your priest who served you here at Resurrection Parish, Father Carlos, the pastor, Father Vincenzo, Father Dot, I help on weekends. The staff, the parish staff, Sister Pat, Kathy, John, the musician, and all the rest of them, all the volunteers who help in the parish, they all wish to you a very happy, a very blessed, a very peaceful Christmas, one that the Spirit stays with you throughout the coming year. We come to this great feast. It's always a very special time of the year. You know, every year people say, well, you know, it's 6 months away and all of a sudden it's here. And especially they say this year it seemed to go extra fast for some reason. So a time of preparation seems to also go very fast. And we get absorbed in so many, many things. You know, we have to decorate homes nicely, which is, it's time to do that. It's time to celebrate. It's time to rejoice. You should let that out. You know, it's good for us. It's time to do shopping because people like to bring gifts that they like to present to people that they love. And so all of these things have gone on, and sometimes we kind of lose sight of the fact that what we really are celebrating is the fact that God chose to send his Son to live with us. You know the story of creation, when God made the Garden of Eden and put Adam and Eve in place, and they had absolutely everything. I mean, life was supposed to be for them a joy. It was not supposed to be a burden. It was not supposed to be painful. There was not supposed to be sickness and death and all that kind of thing. But you know, the one thing God gave to us that made us like God in many ways is a will, the freedom to make choices. And we know the story of our first parents, how they chose to do what they wanted to do rather than what God, the Creator, asked them to do. The consequence was they got kicked out of the garden. People have to suffer and die. There's sickness in the world. It's not always fun to go to work. Sometimes our labor, the work that we do is difficult, is painful. But God is aware of all of this going on, all of this time. So he said when it was the right time, he was going to send a Savior. When he was throwing Adam and Eve out of the garden, he already promised that one day a Savior would come and somehow redeem all of this, somehow to put it back in the past, so that once again there could be this relationship of a loving God with loving people. So he chose the people. And the chosen people, it was a tough time for them. It was a tough formation time. As he gradually introduced them to being a community of believers, when he kind of taught them the things that he expected of them, but it wasn't always easy. And as a consequence, they were looking for somebody very different than this child who was born that we celebrate tonight. They were expecting, say, a king, a warrior king, somebody who would straighten out their enemies and conquer them and just give them abundance of peace, but also wealth and riches of all kinds. That's what they were looking for. And so when God sends his gift, the gift of his only Son, when he sent him into the world as that Redeemer, as that Savior, as that Messiah, a lot of them looked at him and said, there's something wrong here. This can't be the Messiah. And so again, many rejected him. So it comes to our time when Jesus is born into this world, and we have been invited to be his followers, all of us. All who have been baptized become members of the same family of God as Jesus. He is our brother. He came to live among us. Now, we have a hard time imagining this. that the God who creates everything, the God who gives you every breath that you breathe, the God who gives you every heartbeat that you have, the God who created the vastness of this universe that we're only beginning to understand, but have no idea how large it is, the God who has done all of those things, the God who created every human being different, that there are no two people he ever created that are exactly the same. Into each and every one of them, he puts something of himself that we are expected to reveal that God who made us. So the God who does all of these marvelous things, he comes into our world to be one of us. He takes on human nature with its suffering, its pain, its sorrow. I'm sure it wasn't easy for Mary and Joseph. They had to travel pretty far to go to register in this enrollment that they was called to do. They had to travel pretty far. And you know, if she's pregnant and ready to deliver, it had to be very, very difficult, because I think the journey would probably be about 90 miles. Then probably the only way they could get there is donkey or walking. Oh, I don't think they had any trains or buses or planes in those days. So it had to be very, very difficult. But nonetheless, the Savior of the world chose to do this. He came to us as a babe that the Father entrusted to us. And what this babe grew up to do was to teach us how much this God who made us all, who made everything, who sustains everything in being, how much he loves us. That he would send his own son to make things right so that we could once again be free and open and welcome into the heavenly kingdom with God our Father. Remember, when God made us, he made us for himself, that we are all meant to be with him for all eternity. Jesus came and made that possible. And what he teaches us, and what we need to think about on this feast, is how much God loves us. It's not a general, vague love. It's an individual love. He knows each of you by name. And he would say to each and every one of you, I love you. I want you one day to be with me, where you can spend eternity enjoying what I enjoy, seeing what I see, and just being and celebrating and praising God for all eternity. So when Jesus came into this world, you know, he never just did things for us. He redeemed us. He did that for us. But generally he says, okay, now I do that for you, and now what I ask you to do is to do that for others. So this feast day today, this feast of Christmas that we celebrate, that we all love, is kind of a reminder that God came into this world as a babe. And as he grew and matured and saved us by his suffering, death, and rising, the one message he always said is, God is love. I want you to know God, that God is love. And then remember when he left after the ascension, he said, now you go into the world and you take that message to every creature, that God is love, that he loves everybody. He loves the saint, but he also loves the sinner. He loves the rich, he also loves the poor. He loves the healthy ones, he loves the sick ones. God loves us all. And that's what he said, I want you to teach that to our world. That's our job. As we embrace Christ in this Christmas celebration, he always commissions us to do something. He doesn't say, I'm going to take care of all of this now. You can just rest and relax for the rest of your lives. He always gives us a mission. He said, I want you to go into the world. I want you, by your life and example, to teach that God loves everyone. That he calls them by name. He knows each person. But that he wants us to love everyone. It's not always an easy task, but it's an attitude that we want good for other people. You know, we look at our world today and we struggle sometimes with all of the violence, the hatred, the division, the prejudice, just the terrible things that are going on in our world today. And we say, well, what can we do about it? And the Father says to us, I sent you my Son to teach you. You have within you the power to bring his love into this world. And that is what will change the world. So part of our mission is not just to celebrate this day, but to remember that he called us and he welcomes us. We belong to the family of God. He said, now I want you to go tell others. By your life, by your example, teach the world what love means. Then the world will change. It needs that love and that embrace of our God. We have that within our power. He said, I want you to share that. Then the world, all the world, can come together to celebrate and cheer and Merry Christmas, and because there's reason to really celebrate. And that's what he wants for us. He wants us to have reason to celebrate. He wants us to have reason to have joy. He wants our lives filled with love. He wants our lives filled with peace. He gives that to us and said, pass it on. Then we will do what our mission is. So think about this as you celebrate this Christmas time. It's not a day that we celebrate. It's a way of life that we embrace, bringing Christ and his love to our world.